Photographs and Memories from Jim Croce. And in the background there, it's still playing. A little bit of music from Alfred Hitchcock, North by Northwest.
Well, this morning's guest, just after 10 as we usually do, is a special guest, David Oates, who specialises in reverse speech and just in communicating with the unconscious mind. And I tell you what, we're in for a real session this morning. Good morning, David.
Good morning, how are you?
Well, I tell you what, with what's been happening lately, with the Gulf coming up to Iraq and everything else,
uh-huh.
And just perhaps if you just explain to people how you work and how this all came about, first of all, so we can get some perspective here.
Sure. Well, I've been doing this for 20 years now, and the way I stumbled across this, I was a director of a halfway house for street kids, and they had heard rumours, and if you played records backwards, you could hear these secret messages in rock and roll records, and I'm sure your listeners can cast their minds back to those days, 20 years ago, when people were playing rock and roll records backwards.
Yes, that's right.
So I became curious about the whole thing, and I went home that night and played some recordings backwards that supposedly contained backward messages, and much to my surprise, I heard what the teenagers claimed were there, and thus began a search on my part, which began initially as a part-time interest to find out what these backward messages were, and then I began stumbling across them in normal human speech. And essentially, if you take any section of speech and run it in reverse, once every 20 or 30 seconds you can hear these very clear, grammatically correct statements amongst the gibberish that my research shows is what the human mind is thinking, both consciously and unconsciously at the time of speaking. So essentially, after 20 years of research, what I'm claiming to have discovered is another form of human communication, that the human brain is speaking both forwards and backwards. And this is a natural function of language. Every time that we are speaking, we are constructing our speech. So we're delivering one message forwards from the conscious and the other message in reverse from the unconscious. So for me, it began as a just a little part-time interest 20 years ago. Of course, it's now my full-time career. I've been lecturing and teaching on the phenomenon of reverse speech for many years now, and so that's essentially it.
Well, I can just tell the listeners that when I went to have a listen to one of your lectures, I was so surprised for the some of the examples you gave,
uh-huh.
And at one stage during the break, someone gave me a tiny little tape recorder to record something.
All right.
And so I recorded, you know, for a couple of minutes. I spoke actually into the tape recorder,
uh-huh.
And I was talking about colour courses that I was running at the time, and I then sped it backwards, the person there holding it, and there were a whole lot of people just listening in wonderment here.
Right.
And to see exactly what it was for the person standing there. And in the whole thing, it came back, and it was blah, 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 and
yep.
Then all of a sudden, I said twice, not just once, but twice, what a lovely lesson.
Oh.
What a lovely lesson.
Wonderful.
And then it went blah, 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 again.
Right. Yep.
So I've not only done it once, but I've done it twice.
Yep.
So that convinced me, personally, that this was the case. So,
right.
Being a doubting Thomas, at the best of times, I'm sure that you've come across people like
oh,
that.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
So what are some of the examples that you've come across recently?
Well, of course, I've been doing a little bit of work on George Bush of late. And
George W.
George W. Bush, yes, to find out how serious he is about this Gulf War. And he's extremely serious. Here's an example on Bush from a speech he gave on the weekend. So let's run this forwards first off.
Great Britain, Spain, and the United States have introduced a new resolution stating that Iraq has failed to meet the requirements of Resolution 1441. Saddam Hussein is not disarming. This is a fact. It cannot be denied.
And so he's been quite forthright forward. Saddam Hussein is not disarming. This is a fact. It cannot be denied. And when he says that, we hear in reverse, the show's over. Well, no, actually, and it says, and the show's over. I'm going to run it at three different speeds first off, and then I'll play the whole track backwards, and you better hear it amongst the gibberish. So here he is, and the show's over.
Great Britain,
oops,
Spain.
Sorry, wrong button. And here we go again.
And the show was over. And the show was over. And the show was over.
Did you hear that one?
Yes, I certainly did. And the show's over.
And the show's over.
Yeah, it's already marketed, you know, the 17th of March is probably it, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. Correct. Yes, exactly correct.
No matter what anybody says or does.
Pardon?
No matter what anyone says or does.
Right, exactly correct. And look, let's play this whole track backwards, and you'll hear this reversal amongst the gibberish, and it occurs just like you say. You get this little blah, and then this very clear phrase, and the show's over, and then back to gibberish once again. Right there. Did you hear that amongst the gibberish there?
I certainly did.
Very clear. Let's do it again. And that's literally how reverse speech occurs. Roughly once every 20 or 30 seconds in normal conversation, you will find these backward messages, and it's literally what the person is thinking and feeling at the time of speaking. So in this case, the show's over, speaks for itself. He's had enough. And here we have another one on Bush. This looks at some of his designs in Iraq. So let's run this forward.
We'll help that nation to build a just government after decades of brutal dictatorship. The form and leadership of that government is for the Iraqi people to choose.
So he's talking about a possible future government in Iraq following the war. And here we hear him say in reverse, we will sit in Baghdad, meaning that the American government has strong designs on power and influence in a future Iraqi government. We will sit in the seat of power. So here it is, we will sit in Baghdad.
We will sit in Baghdad.
Do you hear that one there?
Yes, I did.
Yep, yep, very, very clear. So we are looking at some of his designs here, and he has designs more than just the Gulf War to disarm Saddam Hussein. He's got designs on the as power and influence in the future Iraqi government. And let's run this whole lot backwards, and once again, you'll hear the gibberish in this very clear phrase, then back to gibberish again. Right there. Did you hear that amongst that?
Yes.
And here it is again. There you go. So there's two very good examples of reverse speech that give us some insight into the mind of George W. Bush. The show's over. He's all determined to go into Iraq. And he has designs on future influence in the Iraqi government.
Now, cast your mind back to 10 years of Gulf War number one, or whatever you'd like to call it. You had a few problems where, when you were interviewed, I understand, all things started to crash around you.
Oh, we're talking about Gulf War One.
Yes, Gulf War One.
Yes, at that stage I was living in the United States, and I had several contacts in Washington, D.C., and we were analysing the speeches of George Bush Sr., and prior to the Gulf War starting, and I was finding all sorts of information on George Bush Senior talking about battle plans that they were running, that they had, and I was getting in reversals his plans for future troop movements. Now we wrote a confidential memo to then Defense Secretary Dick George Cheney, who of course is now the Vice President of the United States, telling him about reverse speech and the information that we were finding, and somehow this memo was leaked to the press, and reverse speech became international news all over the world, and I was contacted and told to be very quiet and not talk to the press, and a lot of my lectures were cancelled across the United States. It was a very interesting time. But here's one of those reversals I found on George Bush Sr.
I think things are moving in the right direction, and we're pleased so far with the solidarity, cohesiveness of the economic actions that have been taken.
And we have a reversal here that says, sent the Seahawk up.
Sent the Seahawk up. Sent the Seahawk up.
And the Seahawk, as I subsequently discovered, is an attack helicopter on aircraft carriers. So here we have reversals looking in some of the battle plans of the Gulf War. And here's another reversal I found that says Simone in the sand. Let's run this one.
Simone in the times.
And again.
Simone in the times.
And as I subsequently discovered, Simone is an Arabic word for dust storm in the desert. And literally what I had found was the code word that George Bush was using for the then Gulf War desert storm.
Yes, that's very well known.
Yes. So, essentially what reverse speech does is it taps into the thoughts of the speakers at the time, and it virtually means that the human mind is no longer private. Whatever we are thinking and feeling at the time of speaking has the potential to appear backwards in our speech.
Now, if you had, say, a half a dozen people all reading or speaking about the same topic, would it necessarily be exactly the same?
No. It's one of the misconceptions of reverse speech. Reverse speech is not formed by the words that we say so much, but rather the sounds of speech. So two speakers can say exactly the same sentence, and you will get completely different reversals on each speaker, because we never say the same thing exactly the same. There's always variations in the way we speak. We've done this test many times ourselves, try to reproduce reversals, and it's very, very difficult to. It's really determined by the exact way the speech was captured at the time of speaking.
Have you any other examples that you've lately?
Oh, from George Bush or from any others? I've got a whole...
Any more from George Bush?
Oh, I've got a whole lot from George Bush.
Oh, yeah. Oh, any exciting
ones? Oh, look, here's one on George Bush that really looks at some of his motives. Here he is talking about... This is just after the 9/11 attack.
That an act of war was declared on the United States of America.
And where he says an act of war was declared in the United States of America, backwards he says, rule the planet, Dad. Do you hear that one? Fairly clear reversal too, I think.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing.
That is amazing. And we are looking at some of his designs, some of his global designs, and Bush is looking at, he wants to have a very strong influence in all planetary affairs, and I suspect, well, they've gone into Afghanistan, we're looking at Iraq in the next week or two, and after Iraq, what's going to come next? With reversals like that, I don't particularly see him stopping.
And what else have you got for us?
Oh, well, where do we start? I have hundreds, thousands of reversals here. Here, let's change topics just momentarily. Here's a cute one on a little 8-year-old girl. It's I love the whole children aspect of reverse speech, because reverse speech is not just reverse speech allows us to look inside the young child's mind at an early age. Here is an 8-year-old girl, and she's talking for us about her studies at school, and I want you to notice that as she speaks she has a slight slip of the tongue, and she's about to tell us what subject she is not good at, but she changes her mind. Here you go.
I'm quite a good girl. And I'm quite good at math and English, but I'm science.
Did you hear that little slip of the tongue there?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not.
English, but not. And I'm, and science, but I don't know anything else.
Now, she's got no intention of telling us what she's not good at, and where she has that slip of the tongue, and watch slip of the tongues, because that's a very good place for reversals to occur, she says backwards, I'm not telling.
I'm not telling.
If you can hear that one. So she has no intentions of telling us what she is not good at.
Now, anything, just getting back to George W.,
yes.
I'm fascinated with him, because has he mentioned in anywhere in his speeches in reverse that it's about oil?
No, I have not found anything in his speeches that it's about oil. I've looked for it,
mm-hmm.
Because certainly that's one of the strong thoughts going around. But no, I haven't found anything about oil per se. I've found reversals about power and influence. So he's clearly after power in this whole situation. But no, I haven't found anything mm-hmm. about oil.
And anything else there about George W?
Oh, well, where do we want to look? there's so many of them. All right, here's another one about the Gulf War.
Right.
Okay.
The administration responded by getting the financial markets open quickly. We responded by helping airlines such as Delta Airlines to get flying again. The nation responded.
And he's talking about the nation responding after the attacks, and he's saying backwards here, you'll help the force to come. In other words, I see this, he's going to force on through to beat this terrorist issue.
Neil Gopnik was become.
Fairly clear.
Neil Gopnik was become.
So all his reversals are really about power. Now here we have an interesting one on Ari Fleischer, who is the White House press secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And here he's
talking about
forward.
The recent Arab League summit in Cairo and the forthcoming Islamic Conference summit in Doha. They also discussed the situation regarding Iraq.
And where he says, we discussed the situation regarding Iraq, he says, Iraq, they must kill there. In other words, he's very determined to go in and start shooting.
Iraq, they must kill there.
Iraq, they must kill there.
And again.
Iraq, they must kill there.
Do you hear that one,
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I certainly did. Now, just getting on to John Howard.
Yes.
Is there anything there, has he said that is completely the opposite in his speeches?
No, John Howard's always pretty congruent in his speeches, and a lot of people don't like me saying that about Howard, but essentially what we are seeing, what he's saying backwards is almost the same as what he's saying forwards. Now,
be what he believes.
Yes, absolutely correct. Now, whether you agree with his politics or not is a different kettle of fish altogether, but essentially John Howard is fairly much congruent, and let me see if I can find a reversal on him real quick. I've got a couple here. Yeah, here's one. He's talking about the current situation in the Gulf forwards.
And we won't be rewarded by Saddam Hussein throwing away these weapons and being a nice boy, and worse still, it will make it impossible to control countries like North Korea.
And backwards, he simply says, meet the gamble. And, you know, it's I guess Australia's taking a gamble with its stance.
Meet the gamble.
Meet the gamble. Meet the gamble.
So he's just basically saying this is a gamble and he's going to confront it head on. And John Howard's reversals are pretty congruent all the way through. Yeah.
We're talking with David Oates, who is a reverse speech specialist, communicating with the unconscious mind. And just getting on to Blair. Now, is there anything with the British leader there? Has anything come through on that?
Oh, you are really scraping the bottom of my repertoire here. All right, here's one on Blair, talking about the Gulf War.
I think the reason why I am so passionate about this is that across my desk, literally every day, are descriptions of countries trying to develop this stuff, and
backwards he says, "You'll kill Saddam."
You've said no.
You've said no.
You'll kill Saddam. So we're looking at his intentions as well. And America and Europe, as America and London or Britain, seem fairly much in line with this whole thing here. And I've got a reversal on, I'm just trying to find it real quick, on Bush actually talking about the alliance between Britain and United States. And here he is here, and we'll just run it forwards first.
Now, there's some issues in that $5 billion that we need to deal with, and I look forward to working with the Congress. I mean, there's money in there for the Middle East, which I want to spend. There's money in there for AIDS policy, which we need to spend.
And here he says, kill them with the friendly London.
Kill them with the friendly London.
Kill them with the friendly London.
And in this case, you know, London is friendly to the United States. They are going to go in together. But the thing I want to point out here is all the reversals of aggression. The show's over, rule the planet, kill them with the friendly London, let's go and kill Iraq. We have Blair saying, let's kill Saddam. So you can see very aggressive warmongering reversals and intentions behind everything that they're saying.
My goodness, it certainly does not look good.
No, it doesn't look good at all. We're in for a big war, I suspect, unless there's a last minute diplomatic miracle, but I can't really see that happening.
Yes. Now, just getting on to some of the other things that you do, and listening to the talks that you've given, where mothers have perhaps had children who are disabled or not being able to speak in a clear way, they've been able to give you tapes, and you've been able to distinguish exactly what perhaps the child was trying to say.
Oh, absolutely correct. Yes, I just get some amazing results with children and children's reversals. I find them very fascinating. Here's one. I don't know whether I played this on your show earlier. This is an example from a woman who has a child who was nonverbal since birth. She's severely retarded, and this is a 13-year-old girl. And a mother sent me the tape of her daughter to see if we could find anything. So here's a small section forwards, and this is how she speaks normally. And backwards in that phrase, she says, "Mummy, love you." And again. And did you hear that reversal okay?
Yes.
Yeah, and of course the mother's reaction to that, well, this was the first time the mother had heard her child speak, and she had tears in her eyes. Such an amazing thing to be able to hear your child talk to you for the very first time. And this is really my real love of reverse speech in the whole therapeutic child development side. What reverse speech can offer the field of child therapy is just immeasurable. It means that we can get in contact with a young child's mind long before they're speaking forwards, and can give us some amazing information. Here, let's just do one more on kids if we've got time. This is one of my favourite ones. This is my own daughter in a bathtub, and she's 12 months of age, and she's trying to pick up a cup, but she can't pick it up, so she reaches out to me for help. And backwards she says, "David, help me." And of course, David is my name. Help. And we'll do it once more.
Help.
Isn't that amazing? And now that's 12 months of age before the child is speaking forwards, but yet we have very consistent, intelligent speech rehearsals.
Have you any others that would give people just that gobsmacked thought?
Oh, yes. Oh, look, here's one at 3 months of age. Can you believe that children are speaking backwards from as early as 3 months of age? So parents no longer have to wait.
They send a tape to you and you'll tell them.
Exactly correct. This is such a cute one. Here, run this forward. That's a very typical baby sound. Let me run it backwards. We'll hear the gibberish, and then right at the end, this very clear hello. Did you hear that at the end?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing, hey? So there you have a four-month-old child that's speaking in reverse and very clear statement. Let's run it once more. Isn't that amazing?
It's extraordinary.
Yeah. And as I say, the applications that reverse speech has in the area of child development is just simply exciting.
Well, what about yourself? You know, when you perhaps you're trying to find a way in life. You know, you might be stuck. You might think, now what am I going to do, or where am I going to live, or all those sorts of things. Can you help people like that?
Oh, absolutely. And point of fact, I say that's probably about 50% of my business. I have a fairly active therapeutic practice that I use reverse speech in, and I'll get clients come to me. In point of fact, I had one just this week, a person had a very important decision to make. He'd been with the company for 20 years, and he'd been offered an opportunity to buy a new business. So he had to decide, is it worth his while to resign from his work and take a redundancy pay, or to pursue this new business? So he came to me, and we taped him, and the reversals were very plain, that he was basically being held back and stagnant where he was now, and that this new business venture would turn out to be very successful for him. So I get people coming to me all the time who have important decisions to make, either to take a new job or whether they should be dating this current person that they're dating.
Mind-boggling.
Oh, absolutely. And see, the thing is with reverse speech is that we are tapping into the unconscious mind, and the unconscious mind has far more information than the conscious mind, and it can detail to us pretty much what we're going to do in the next few days or the next few weeks. It can tap into whether a decision is good for us or bad for us, because at the unconscious level we all know anyway. The unconscious mind has great knowledge as to what is good for us and what is going to happen in our life, and the trick is to just tap into that unconscious knowledge. And that's exactly what reverse speech does. It lets us see the unconscious mind and what it's thinking and feeling.
Now, you've had very much a whole gamut of things for the last 20 years, but there was one there that did stick in my mind when your house was on fire.
Oh, yes, right. Yes, that goes back to some of my more darker aspects in reverse speech. I lived in the United States for 10 years, and I eventually left because there was a big public campaign against me. Some of the information I was bringing was very threatening to the powers that be. In 1997, my house was firebombed, and here I am. I'm in a session with my client, and my secretary runs into the office and says, "David, the house is on fire." So let's run that forward.
The sharp images, a sense of what?
Yes.
The house is on fire.
What?
Something burning.
And fairly clear, you can hear the emotion in her voice. And when we play it backwards, she says exactly the same thing. David, our house is on fire. Sorry, she says, the house is on fire. Our house is on fire. Same thing backwards as forward. So here we go. And that's backwards. Here it is again. And let me run it forwards again. This is the exact forward statement.
What?
And backwards. And that's what we call a mirror image reversal, where it says exactly the same thing backwards as it does forwards. And they occur fairly often in reverse speech.
So if you have a genuine thought,
uh-huh.
it will come through. And if you are passionate about it,
uh-huh.
Again, it will come through.
Yes, that's exactly correct. Uh-huh. Yeah, and so reverse speech will reveal exactly what you are thinking and feeling at the time of speaking. So if you, like you said, if you have a negative, uncomplimentary thought, that is going to come through as well.
Oh, so we'd better watch out.
Exactly correct, yeah.
Now, just looking at where people can reach you
and
what sort of time lag or there would be if somebody was to send you a tape, for instance?
Oh, right, okay. Well, look, I practice out of Adelaide, and you can get a hold of me in Adelaide by calling the Adelaide phone number, which, get your pens handy. It's 08-8382-4372. That's 08-8382-4372. Normally, it depends on my workload on tapes. I can usually get tapes back within 48 hours. So if someone has an important decision to make, they can call me. We would tape the conversation over the phone. I would then go and analyse the tape and give them their results.
My goodness. So you can have any question you wanted virtually, and it's in the voice that you... you know, say, oh, look, I need to decide whether I'm going overseas in the next 3 months to wherever it might be, or should I take a job offer or something like that. You will hear in reverse exactly what the voice is telling you.
Exactly correct, yes. And it will be very, very accurate. I think the thing that has impressed me the most with all my 20 years of doing reverse speech is the accuracy of it. And it's a tremendous opportunity to get in contact with your own unconscious mind and to hear what your own spirit is saying to you.
You mean to say that the last 2 years I've been on the internet looking at real estate in the country?
Oh, I see. Yes, you should just give me a call and we'll steer you in the right direction.
Well, it's quite amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You could be looking for something and all of a sudden something will happen which will dictate exactly which way to go.
Uh-huh.
And
yes, indeed.
And it's quite amazing.
Yes, indeed.
Now, just that phone number again, please, David.
That's 08-8382-4372. That's
now, are you coming to Melbourne for any lectures at all?
Yeah, well, I was actually in Melbourne last week and had a lecture in Melbourne last week. I've got no plans at this stage. We're hoping to set up another one within the next 2 or 3 months. And I guess I can get in contact with you and let you know when that is, and we can put that out over the air.
Now, what about your website? That's why I downloaded a couple of things this morning, so people can actually see and hear.
Oh, yes. And there is literally thousands of examples of reversals on my website, and you can go to www.reversespeech, that's reverse speech in one word, .com, www.reversespeech.com, or call me in Adelaide on 08-8382-4372.
And I noticed that you can actually get your own little tape recorder. That's interesting.
Oh, yes. Yes, we sell the machines that you can analyse this for yourself. There's also a software program on our website that you can download that will turn your computer into a reversing machine and play tapes forwards and backwards and at variable speeds. And you can download that straight from my website now.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, look... again, David, I thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, you're most welcome.
It never ceases to amaze me, the work that you do and the help that you give people. I mean, the things that we've heard about George W. and his father are just one of the aspects that you do, but it's the work that you do with children and adults and helping them be the best they can be. And that's probably one of the things that on this earth, I suppose, if you can make a difference, well, you're doing it.
Well, if I can make a difference, then that will make my life worthwhile. So.
Well, I wish you well in your work, and let's hope that your house will never be firebombed again, and you could protect yourself so much that they won't come near you.
Well, I've been a whole lot safer in Australia than the United States. I very much like living in Adelaide. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much again.
Once You're most through. Welcome.
We've been talking with David Oates, reverse speech specialist and communicating with the unconscious mind.